Koketso Sachane on SAFM.
It is the meeting point on SAFM. Yesterday, we saw the Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Thoko Didiza, announcing a hold on all movement of cattle in the country except for slaughter. This is due to an outbreak of foot and mouth disease. So far, South Africa has about 116 cases of foot and mouth disease. The suspension will last 21 days and will then be reviewed on a weekly basis. Now, speaking to SABC News' Nzinga Kunta earlier today, Agriculture Department's Dipepe Nene Serahe explains what will take place during the 21 days that the ban will be in place.
The intention is to, during these 21 days, manage and be able to conduct the thorough surveillances so that we are able to isolate those that would, in these 21 days, be showing symptoms of the disease, and so that we know where we're standing and what is the extent, the magnitude of the outbreak. So that's what we're going to do. And there's the different angles and intricacies from different angles. One is that we don't want at the same time to have a negative effect on the supply of beef in the country. That's one part. But also there are other, we took note of possible intricacies like funerals and weddings and cultural rituals. And we've made exemptions for those. And so we would allow for instance, much as we have proclaimed the standstill, we would still allow through the facilitation of our veterinary officials on the ground, would allow slaughter for consumption as a result of, you know, during cultural events or weddings and funerals. But at the same time, we also allow direct movement of cattle from one area to slaughter, only those that are going for slaughter at abattoirs, because with this we know that they are not returning. So once they get to the abattoir, they'll be slaughtered, so the risk of them being infected or infecting others is zero.
The words of Dipepe Nene Serahe of the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, speaking earlier today to SABC News' Nzinga Kunta. We continue to focus on this very important matter and how it affects us. Joining us now on the line, Thabile Ngunjana, is agriculture economist for agro-food chains at the National Agriculture Marketing Council. Thank you very much, Thabile, for making time. Good evening.
Good morning, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Foot and mouth disease, of course, is not new in the country. A couple of areas that we need to cover. Firstly, if one looks at the effects that this ban has on the overall agricultural sector, particularly when talking of cattle, what should we be mindful of?
The whole situation is concerning, particularly, you know, if we want to bring the external sector at large. The beef industry is extremely important for the country in terms of us exporting. We are doing as well so far in terms of exporting to other countries, but now that we have these occasional outbreaks, that is significantly impacted that. So we cannot be able to export, particularly to the markets that you tend to do well on, those that are in Asia and all that. So I think it's an important thing that we need to address. But for now, it is a concerning thing. Of course, the state needs to work hands on with the industries to sort the situation. But for now, it's relatively a concern.
An average South African like myself, Thabile, engages when it comes to cattle or beef, at least going to the shops or even slaughtering. But in terms of the overall economy, where does South Africa sit when it comes to beef? And I'm talking import versus export. Yeah. Where are we?
With that regard, we are relatively safe. South Africa is a net exporter of beef, meaning we don't necessarily buy beef to sustain our consumption. Therefore, it is not a bigger concern when it comes to that. But now, as I was saying earlier on, that I think now we're going to have a bigger issue when come end of the year. Because, I mean, we have here now already. We've already passed, but the data that we're going to have is going to present the first 6 months of the year, and we are not exporting. So that is going to affect definitely our export earnings, because that is important for the larger economy. I mean, the beef sector, as I said earlier, saying earlier, it's important for us, you know, to generate those foreign incomes. I mean, our economy is not doing very well. So everything that we can to assist it is important. Actually, the agricultural sector is assisting, has been building the economy at some a couple of points. So it is important that we sort the situation out.
In looking at the agricultural sector itself and call it share of market, we do know that we have those large producers, but are we seeing in terms of entry, particularly of, you know, black farmers, access to the broader market, and in turn, how does something like this affect them?
Actually, I think it's a good thing that you mentioned the point. At the moment, one of the issues that I think the state working, of course, with the provinces and the districts, that's one thing that they need to address, particularly for the small farmers that you want to put into the industry. At the moment, we have the red meat industry, which is a national program where we are trying to pull all, you know, those farmers that are able to produce beef and then pull those into the commercial market. Because, I mean, the thing is, it's important that we have one chain that is important in terms of the issues of traceability. I mean, that is a point in line that one has to bring in, because it's important that we have a traceability system that works perfectly, because we need to be able to trace those animals, where are they coming from, so that when situations like the ones that we are experiencing now, we are able to trace where the problem came from. So at the moment, the bigger, the smaller guys, they are the ones that tend to be, you know, somehow more vulnerable with the situation, particularly those guys that are from Limpopo, KZN, and the Transkei, former Transkei, Eastern Cape, because, I mean, that's where some of the guys that tend to have some hotspots for the outbreak. So I think at the moment we are trying to get those guys. I think it's small. I mean, it's small at the moment. They are pulled into the whole system, but the state is working hard to make sure that all those guys are getting into that. But of course, we are not moving at the pace that one would like, but I think we are moving to that direction.
All right. We appreciate your time, Thabile. Thank you very much. Thabile Ngunjana there is agricultural economist for agro-food chains at the National Agricultural Marketing Council. Just understanding not only the beef market or the meat market, but how, of course, this latest halt for 21 days by the minister, the effects that it has on the broader economy. But there is a need for us to have a larger conversation about the various industries, particularly agriculture, and the entry of black farmers in the sector, the share of market, and in the event of such outbreaks, how protected are they? Because, you know, the bigger people, the bigger companies are able to cushion themselves to some degree. But what about those who have just entered or are small in relation to others? Your thoughts on this, if at all you are in the industry and you are affected by this latest development around the foot and mouth disease. It is nothing new in the country, but would like to get your thoughts on 011-714-2006. It is The Meeting Point on SAFM.